Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on, T? How are you feeling today?
I am feeling good, Bob. How about you?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Good, good, good. Hey.
What's up?
I have a what if for you.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I'd just like to get right into it.
Hey, what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Okay. Say it is your kid's fifth birthday.
Okay.
Okay, you know, five is like a big number. You know, you got the 1, 5, 10, 13, 16. I can go on and on. But, I mean, every year is, you know, that's a big year. But, you know, you have those milestone years, right?
If you say so.
So, 5 years old, your kid has this huge birthday party, family, friends, even your little old great-grandmother comes.
My great-grandma?
Your great-grandma.
All right.
So, you know, great-grandmas, you know, some of them may get the gifts from like, they may, you know, go to the dollar store, get the gift. Some they may, you know, bring like a family gift, something that has been passed down from generation
to a 5-year-old.
Just go along with it. I mean, some of them do.
All right.
I mean, it's five. I mean, I don't know. So anyways, so great grandma comes, you know, every, you know, the kid has opened up every gift, but of course, great grandma, because she's the oldest, she gets the privilege of her gift being opened up last.
Okay.
So great-grandma gives the kid this doll, this porcelain doll.
Okay.
That has been in the family for years, centuries.
Okay.
You know, and she tells the kid, you know, make sure that you take care of this doll. If it's any, what?
Screw you down.
If there's anything you ever need, you want someone to talk to, this doll is here for you. This doll is always watching.
Okay, good grandma.
So, you know, the kid is just like, oh, excited, never seen a doll like this. So, you guys get home, you know, you have all the gifts, you know, you're putting everything away. And the kid's like, I just want my doll. Give me my doll. You know, I want to play with my dolly.
Okay.
All right. And your wife is like, you know, this doll is creepy looking. You know, it's old, it's creepy looking. I want to clean it up. Can we just put it away and put it in the closet somewhere?
Okay.
So, first off, how would you feel about that? Knowing that your great-grandmother said that this doll has been in the family for generations.
Yeah, well, that's the case. If it's a generational doll, it doesn't probably need to be played with. It's probably fragile. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's put it to the side.
Okay, are we putting it to the side, like away in the closet? Are we putting it in a curio where it can just be on display? What are we doing with it?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't think that it would be a doll that a 5-year-old should probably be playing with because it probably is fragile. So let's put it.
I say it needs to go in the closet. It's creepy looking.
All right, in the closet, then.
In the closet it goes. So you know the little 5-year-old is having a fit because they want to play with their dolly. But like most kids, you know, they go to sleep, wake up, sometimes they may forget about it.
Right.
Okay. So you guys are putting the gifts away. Kid has cried themselves to sleep. They ate some ice cream cake. They're out.
Gotcha.
Next morning, wake up, you know, your wife is straightening up. And she's like, hey, I thought you put the doll in the closet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I did, and what?
Why is this doll in a curio?
Okay. It was late. I thought I put it in the closet. All right, well, let me take it out right now, put it in a box, tape the box up, because we don't want it to get it all dusty and all that, and put it back in the closet. Now you see me putting the doll in a box, taping the box, and put it back in the closet.
Okay.
All right.
So your kid comes out and your kid is like Dolly. She named the doll Dolly. Wants to know, why are you suffocating her?
Say what?
Dolly wants to know, why are you suffocating her?
Where did you get this from?
Dolly wanted me to ask why you put her away.
Hold on. So, when did you speak to Dolly?
Remember, great-grandma said that anytime I wanted to talk, Dolly is always there to listen.
Okay.
And she talks back. So last night, Dolly wanted to know why you put her away.
Maybe my question is, I understand that, you know, I grew up with great granny told you and everything like that. But how are you talking to Dolly and Dolly's in the closet?
No, Dolly's in my room.
All right, yeah, it's time for Dolly to get up out the house.
No, you can't take Dolly away.
Please. Dolly going back to great grandma's house, or Dolly going to hit the garbage or something. Yeah, Dolly is going back to great grandma's house. She ain't saying it another night in my house.
So, okay, so you're taking the doll back to your great grandma.
Yep.
So you take the doll back. What are you saying?
To who?
Your great grandmother. Your great grandmother.
That it was some strange things going on with this doll, great grandma. We're going to leave the doll with you. Or she thought it was a great gift, but she'd rather you have it. You hold on to it because, you know, the doll is so fragile. And, you know, with her being five, she's going to play with it. And, you know, we don't want this doll to get messed up because it basically is worth a lot of money sentimental-wise.
So your great-grandmother tells you, don't worry about that. She never breaks. You used to play with her when you were younger.
I don't remember that, great-granny. I don't remember that at all.
You were younger. Take the doll back.
No.
And she tells you, yeah, you ain't about to argue with your great grandmother. She tells you, take the doll back.
Okay.
So you take the doll back.
Okay.
Now, you know, your kid sees the doll and the kid is just happy.
What I'll tell you, I said the doll is not going to stay in my house. I'm not going to argue with my great grandmother, but I'm going to take the doll back and I'm going to take this doll to thrift spot or something and give it away. Goodness,
that is a family doll, Bob. You're taking it to the thrift store?
What else am I supposed to do?
You have to keep that doll in the family.
Bob don't.
Goodness, Bob. I'm not surprised.
If this doll is doing everything that you said and all of a sudden was in a box in the closet and all of a sudden it ends up back in the curio and is talking to my... No, I'm good. Like I say, this doll is not going to be spending another night in my house. I'm sorry.
So now, here, I'm just throwing this out here. You know kids have imaginations, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all were kids. You know, you all had your imaginary friend. You know what I'm saying? Could it be a situation like that? Could it be that the kid just so happened to see you take the doll and put the doll away and the kid got the doll?
It's possible. Possible. But
so,
no.
I mean, you would honestly think the doll came to life?
Listen up here. You know what? I probably am going to ask her, did you move the doll before we even take the granny's house? Did you get the doll and move the doll yourself or anything like that? And if she says no, doll gone. Doll gone.
So, you're actually going to take this doll that's been in your family for generations to the thrift store.
Take it to a doll store.
Then. Oh my gosh, it's the same thing, Bob.
You know,
you want this doll to be in the family for generations to come. And you're scared of a little doll that's out the box.
I'm not scared of anything. What I don't like is that I'm putting it here and it is up there. I don't like that, and no one is claiming that they're doing it. You know, and then, you know, when Dolly gets the permit, dude, Dolly, why are you suffocating? And then, no. Like I say, I would not feel comfortable for the welfare of my family. No.
So you take the doll wherever you take the doll. Okay. So next day, you get a knock at the door.
Okay.
It's Granny.
Granny, what you doing here?
What the hell is you doing taking this doll, giving this doll away? This doll has been in the family for generations, and I gave this doll to the baby. This doll is staying here. Granny she has tore your whole new world.
Granny got a doll in her hand or something?
Granny got a doll in her hand.
Hold on. Hi, Granny. How you even know?
because on the back of the dial, it has Granny's information. If found or if given, please return back to its owner.
All right, then, Granny, you need to hold on to your dial. It's your dial. Listen here, Granny, I don't want this thing in my house. I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong with the dial. So your kid is over there just crying, just bawling their little
They're going to be all right. They're going to be all right. They're going to be at five. They're going to get this by the time they're seven.
So Granny is staying over for dinner. Okay. And the dial is coming also. So Granny decides, you know what? It's late. I don't want to go home. I'm staying the night.
All right.
So you hear Granny and your kid, and they're playing with the dial. What's with the look on your face?
Go on.
So your wife is just like, you know, let it go. Just let it go. Let if this is what Granny wants to do, just let
what
it go.
What my wife think of the dial?
I mean, your wife thinks the dial is creepy, but she's like, if Granny's here and they're playing with the dial, just let it go. You know, just let them do what they do.
All right.
So your wife is like, you know, how about we step out and go get like a nightcap? You know, let's go get some ice cream or something since Granny's here. You know, she's with the kid. Let's just go.
All right.
So you guys are gone for about 30 minutes. You come back, you hear, you know, your kid and, you know, Granny, you're like, oh, Granny's in there just making, changing her voice up. And they're just in there having a good old time. So you notice this.
Changing her voice up.
I mean, you know, when you play down, you change your voice up.
All right.
You know, you're, you know, whatever. So anyways, you know, this is going on for 30 minutes and, you know, it's like getting late and you're like, okay, shoot. You know, they need to go to bed. You know, at least the kid does. Granny step as long as she wants. So you go in the room.
No, Granny needs the rest. She needs the most rest.
You go in the room. You notice Granny already asleep.
All right.
So you're wondering, where is this other voice coming from?
Okay.
All you see is your kid in the dial.
Okay.
You peep, and then the dial turns their head to the door and looks at you, gives you this look like, what you want? What deal?
Oh. See, so yeah, I'm going to put a torch to the dial. Put a torch. See, because that's what I was thinking, like, what, Chucky and all that? I'm going to put a torch to this dial, Jack. Mm-mm. Dial ain't right. Granny gonna wake up, it's gonna be melted. Granny, it's gonna be forever mad at me.
Oh my god.
And my daughter, she'll get over it.
So, anyways, you know, you wake Granny up and you tell Granny, like, you know, Granny, something ain't right with this dial gotta go. You're telling Granny everything the dial is doing. And come to find out, I mean, it's one of those dials that, for one, it records your voice. It changes your voice.
Okay.
And it has movement to it.
I got you.
So it's not like a creepy dial, Bob. The dial just has different things that it can do.
Yeah, whatever. I thought other Granny said it was an old dial. Old dials don't do all that.
Old dials. You don't know what old dials do. Old dials can do that.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Oh, my goodness. Really? So.
Like I say, this dial creeped me out. It's creeping my wife out. Granny,
hey, you have a little time with them.
Like I say, she young, she don't know no better. We protect her. She don't know.
Absolutely.
So, what are you gonna do, T, about this situation, about this dial?
Oh, first night I got bad vibes of the dial, which is nice to catch a little dial up. Tell Granny, thank you. You know what I'm saying? But I think we should wait till she gets a little bit older before we start pulling the dial out. And matter of fact, she only like dials no more.
So you just done lied to Granny, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sorry, Granny. Yeah.
Granny know better than that.
She don't like him anymore.
Like, what's wrong with your ship? What's wrong with your daughter?
Yeah, you know, this dial gives me, you know, gives me bad vibes. It creeps me out a little bit. I don't like the way the dial be looking at me. Doll Wings.
Doll Wings. Okay.
So, yeah, the doll will have to go back, and Granny insists on bringing that little doll back in the house. Yeah, see, I can't have stuff like that. That's why, you know what I'm saying, when you go out of town, go to different countries and stuff, don't bring that crap back home. You just don't know what you're bringing in. No. I'm good. Yeah. We don't take, you know, just please, just keep the doll till she gets a little bit older.
Absolutely.
That's all I would say. I mean, but you know, older generation, man, it's like you can't tell them anything.
She was her grand, great grand had his doll.
Yeah. And even if I did take it, maybe I'll put the doll in storage. I'll put it in storage.
Nah, I ain't about to buy a storage for this doll. I ain't about to buy no home.
I mean,
what? About to buy no home for the doll.
Yeah, the doll couldn't stay in the house. It couldn't, especially with the doll popping up different places.
I told you. That doll is not staying here. That doll is going to catch a torch.
I will put the doll in the safe deposit box. There you go.
Nah, I ain't helping so.
There you go. And shit, her little ass make it out the safe deposit box. We got issues. But she going to the safe deposit box.
Yeah, it's just when you go back and get it, she's going to be crazy mad as you.
Yeah.
That would be crazy, man. You really put me in a box. In a boat. Put me in a box. In a boat.
Yeah. This is the safest place for you.
Yeah, all right. Yes, I was going to tell you about.
Yeah. We're going to put you in someplace safe. You know, maybe pull it out once a month. You know, let the kids see it and be like, you know, this is a special place for the doll because the doll is delicate.
Whatever.
It's very special, so we have to put
it out. The doll will have it out for you. I can't wait till you come get it.
Oh, no, it's not coming to the house. You know, I'll go check on it. Make sure it's still
there. Yeah, you better have witnesses. I ain't going to be running down by myself.
But the doll has got to go. Sorry.
Granny, I don't know what happened. It got too close to the heat. It burned up.
Mm-mm. Oh, remember, I think like on Chucky, didn't they like stab him or burn him or something? And he just had... had like a mark on him and was still going crazy.
Right. Man, I'm cool on that. Doll ain't come back in my house. No, none of that.
Yeah, that was old.
All right. So is there anything else you want to add to this too?
I don't have anything else to add, Bob.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. And everybody, let us know what you would do in this situation. Please drop us a line at realtalkaboutbt@gmail.com. We would love to hear what our listeners would do about this mysterious doll. Come on.
Did you do like Bob, try to burn it?
No, this doll ain't staying in my house.
Well, yeah, I feel you. Mm-hmm. Be like me, put it in a safe deposit box and keep on moving.
Right. We're on at just about every social media platform, and also we're at real_talkbt on Instagram. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep, and you can catch us every Monday morning, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 216 The Blend. You can Google 216 The Blend, and it will take you right there. Or you can find us on Live 365. And only can you catch us every Monday morning and evening. You can catch other podcasters on there as well, different days of the week.
That's right.
And if you have kids, teens, definitely check out our Kids Corner every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard
Time. All right. So like always, everybody, live, love, laugh, and pray.
And watch out for that doll, y'all. Enjoy.